Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces November 2021 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all of the things that I do for you each month. You don't want to miss any of my free goodies that I work hard to make you. And anniehelpsyou.com is the interface for my podcast, my blogs, my books, my all the goodies that I give you, okay? So you can go there to see more. Also, if you'd like to be an astrologer as your trade or just go into more detail for yourself and helping others, like your family and friends, then definitely go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com, to see my crazy comprehensive Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. Okay, so two admin notes to help you make the most of this video. The first is that this is for you if Pisces is your sun or your moon or your rising, and if you are a person who is watching for other placements, you like to go super deep into your chart, like your Venus chart or your Mars chart or anything else, if it's in Pisces, this is also for you. The second thing that is very important is a must know is that if you're a late degree Pisces, so March 11th through the rest of the sign or 20 to 29 degrees, and the later in March and the later in degree, the more this is true, I highly recommend that you additionally watch or listen to my Aries reports, because you late degree people really need the Pisces and Aries reports to get your full picture. Okay, so what is going on in November? November is one of my favorite months of the whole year, and I'm going to share with you all of the details why. So let's just get right to it. The first thing that we have to talk about is that we are entering this beautiful open window, an open window for active weaving. Okay, so before we get into that, I want to show you the timeline of why this is true. Okay, so if you've watched my reports, you've seen this picture in recent reports, because I wanted to give you a sneak peek of October, November, and December to kind of understand each of the months. You have to see what's going on in the other months to put everything in context, okay? So one of the reasons why I love this month is because there's a period of time from November 3rd through the 17th, you can see right in there, where Mercury post-transit shadow period has ended on November 3rd. And then the Venus pre-retrograde shadow period hasn't started yet. That starts on November 18th. So between around the 3rd or 4th and 17th, we're completely free of the Mercury retrograde energies, we're completely free of the Venus retrograde energies. And when that happens, we enter this time that is really concentrated on these features here, the direct energies. Now, the whole month of November really holds a lot of promise for this energy, but the deeper you get, like towards the end of November, we're starting to get into the shadow of Venus retrograde. And although we do have an amazing positive star pile up towards the end, which we'll go into details about in a second, it's important to know that when you have a launch or a big decision or an agreement, or you're doing investing, or you have a move, or you have brand new projects, or you're looking for clarity, future planning, and you're trying to push or initiate something, like bring your life's work out into the world, something like that, the more clear the planets are of retrogrades, the easier and more oomph you're going to have for this. I always liken the retrogrades to the energies of tides, okay? So this direct time, basically all of November, but especially the 3rd through 17th, we are in the time to push your boats out. Okay, so the tide is going out. And when you push your boats out, when the tide's going out, they will go out further. Okay, so October into the first couple of days of November, we were more in this retrograde energy. And as we get deeper into the end of November and into December, we're going back into this retrograde energy where it will be time to deal with comes up and clear out things and kind of not try to initiate long-term things and kind of just do short-term things. And, you know, last minute magic is going to, you know, come in because you can't make plans. But November is a really good time for making plans, and it's a really good time for activating plans for the future. Okay. So basically, you can go back to this picture and just note November is pretty much about these direct things. And then October, so the time before, and then the time after, and December, we're getting back into that retrograde, okay? So it's a time of active weaving. You've heard me often use this web or spider analogy. The retrograde time, so October, December, January, those are times to really just take in the food that has come in to the web that you've already made. Whereas November is more of a time to actively weave that web and actively create your things and do your pushes and make your decisions and get everything out. So Venus retrograde is more of a time when anything having to do with money, you know, love, romance, aesthetics, design, it covers a massive amount of territory. So we're not going to go into all of the implications of Venus retrograde in this video because there are so many, but I have a whole Venus retrograde through the signs and houses blog on my site, AnnieHelpsYou.com. I have an amazing video that is will give you everything that you need to know for the basics of Venus retrograde, and I suggest you watch that now because there are things that you might be wanting to do in the months before Venus goes retrograde or set your plans for after Venus is retrograde, and you'll know more about what those things are if you watch the video. So if you just search for Annie Botticelli Venus retrograde, you'll find all of my resources. Also, I have a lot of details in my book Planetology. Okay, so now we're back to my little list here, and we did this open window, the active weaving. And the other thing to know, point two here, is that we have more sweet aspects than salty aspects. And this has been a while. I think it was May was the last time we had more sweet aspects than salty aspects. So that is something that is an overtone for this month. And along with that, of important note, is that between November 26th and 30th, we have a 7-star aspect pileup that are super positive. It's very, and a lot of those are actually on the 30th. So the 26th, the 28th, we have a couple starting to roll in, sweet things going on. And then we have, I think, 6 or 7 actually on the 30th. Okay, so that is a very big deal. And we'll feel those in the days before and the days after. So although, like we talked about, we're in this time where the shadow of Venus starts on November 18th, but here we're talking about at the end of the month, we've got this sweet pileup. So there are some business things, some important things, some moves, some, you know, anything that's kind of the stuff that we talked about for the direct energy. That kind of stuff might start to gel at the end of November, even though it's outside of that window, and that's okay. Just kind of be aware that we're starting to get deeper into the Venus retrograde energies, but this November 26th through 30th is a very special series of time to mark into your calendar. And if you have to do important things, this could be amazing. You might also see some of this retro coming in. So it might mean that love from the past comes in, money from the past comes in, you know, artistic projects from the past come in a big way and go to the next level at this time. And all of that is very, very, very well supported. So that's very exciting. Okay, so now we have, now we're going to look at the charts. And so I'm using the early Pisces chart, but don't let that throw you off because everything that I talk about from now on is going to be true for all early, middle, and late degree Pisces placements. And if there's something different than about what I'm saying for you all who are later in the month, then I will bring the charts out and show you if there are some differences. But just assume that everything I'm talking about is for all of you now, okay? So we've got a lot of Scorpio energy still. And Scorpio energy makes that beautiful trine, 120 degree angle, which is most favorable in all of astrology. So that is sweet. It's basically when these planets, the Sun and Mars is rules action, the Sun brightens everything and brings clarity and perspective. And those are kissing or making, you know, favorable aspect to your Pisces placement. And it's, they're basically speaking your language. All of the elements in astrology are a language. And some of the languages don't flow as well with the other languages. But you can know that at this time, the planet of action, the planet of initiative, the planet of oomph is speaking your language. And that's perfect timing because we just talked about this being an amazing month for actually taking action. So if you're watching this in September when I posted it, if you're watching it in October because it's up early and you're thinking, wow, there's some stuff I really want to do, you might want to chill and just kind of do things internally and prepare for your big launches in November, finish some unfinished business in September, October, And then once you get into November, you'll have the planet of action really speaking your language, and then you can bring some of these things to life. All right, so the second thing to know about these Scorpio placements is that they're continuing the trend that started in September, went through October, and is continuing into November, of the partnership energies of Scorpio and Libra being highlighted, which means that important partnerships and relationships are going to be front and center. You might be seeing people that are close to you more. You might be working some things out with them. You might have had some conflicts that came up in the retrograde. You might be able to have solutions that come in now. Whatever it is, it's bringing the topics of relationship front and center, and that is continuing this month. It's also bringing the topics of money and relationship. So anything having to do with credit or taxes or loans or borrowing money or selling something, November is an amazing month for making purchases that are big purchases or making sales that are big sales. Because once you start to get into the Venus retrograde energies, it's not always the best time, although I have caveats to that, which you'll see in the resources that I suggested earlier, my book and the other things on Venus retrograde. There are caveats to where certain purchases can be great there, but there's a checklist. Okay, so in general, you're seeing the most clearly and have the chance to get the most value for what you're buying or selling this month. That's the same thing for investments. This is an amazing month to make investments. And this eighth house and the sign of Scorpio, which rules the eighth house, rules investments. Okay, so if you have to get a loan, if you have to deal with your taxes, if you have to do inheritance or stuff or estate planning, this is also amazing for winning the lottery or winning sweepstakes or finding money on the street or anything like that. So if you're feeling lucky, this could be a time where that is really well highlighted. Now, something else that is prominent this month is that Venus is continuing its move through Sag. The Sun will get into Sag. We are going to have an eclipse in Sagittarius in December that is definitely affecting us in a big way in November. We'll talk more about the eclipses soon. But the energy of Sagittarius is coming front and center, and that has to do with teaching and learning. November is an amazing month to launch your teaching projects or to try to get a new job or to take a course or start a course or get back into a course that you had started or been interested in before or some kind of topic that has to do with education, whether it's your own or for your kids or for your work. This also has to do with immigration and long distance travel. And while we do have multiple themes going on related to COVID and related to travel and restrictions and openings and that kind of thing, this is a time where there is an easier, many people have more clarity now about the future and about planning, and a lot of long distance travel might come to pass at this time. We're still working with the Saturn Uranus square. If you search for Annie Botticelli Saturn Uranus square, you can see more about what that brings, because we are going to have the final 2021 pass of that aspect in December. So that is kind of brewing to happen now in November, but there still is this just energy of openness that is a little bit different than recent months. And hopefully that will have good results in those areas for you. All right, and then we're moving into some of the energies of Capricorn, because Venus is going to start going into Cap. But before we get there, let's just talk about these Sag energies and what that means for Pisces, because Sagittarius energies make a square for Pisces. And the square is a point of pressure. But it doesn't have to be a bad thing, and you don't have to dread it. A lot of times what that means, like actually in the time that I'm recording this now, I'm a Sagittarius, so in the time I'm recording this, there are a lot of energies in Virgo, and they're making squares to my placement. So I'm kind of in it now. So I'm understanding this really well, and I can see, as I always say about this, it doesn't have to be bad, but it puts the pressure on. It's like the fire underneath your pot of water. And so you have to work harder, you have to be more disciplined, you have to get all your ducks in a row, get organized, and that might have like interfere with some of your flow, or it might, you know, basically put the pressure on for better or worse. The pressure could come on because you're inspired, or the pressure could come on because you have to take action and do something about something that's going on in your life. But there are pressure points, and those pressure points can convert into action, and this month is perfect for action. So that's great. Okay, so the work center of the chart is going to be highlighted with that energy. And as Venus gets into Capricorn, that is also bringing more of this work energy in. So any of you who need a job or employment topics or anything like that, there definitely can be great opportunities, both new, brand new opportunities that come in and opportunities from the past. Okay. So when that seven star pile up occurs at the end of the month between November 26th and 30th, this is a really great time. Like, let's say you've been feeling a nudge to connect with somebody about something or go back to something or put in an application, or you might hear about something business related at that time. So that's definitely a five star period of time. Okay, so then the last thing that I wanted to talk about has to do with the eclipses. All right, so let's just talk about what eclipses are and why they're important and why we need to know a lot about these. Eclipses happen usually twice a year. Sometimes, it's basically every 6 months. So sometimes you'll have a little bit more than that. If it's like at the very beginning of a year, then you'll have it in the middle and then maybe starting towards the end. But basically every 6 months we have an eclipse cycle. And we're always working in a polarity. So we've been since around March 2020. You remember what happened in March 2020? The world shut down. And at that time, the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle really started brewing. And so now this period of time, November, December, is when the end of the Gemini eclipse cycle, Gemini Sagittarius eclipse cycle occurs. So there is going to be some kind of closing out, some kind of ending of a chapter, a new phase going on to everything having to do with how we gather information, how we share information, education systems, working from home, mobility, so it's not a coincidence that the topic of education and it being from home and the topic of work and it being from home and whether it should be in the classroom or the office or at home came up with the Gemini Sagittarius eclipse cycle. So online education went into a whole new level and online work went to a whole new level with the coronavirus, and that is aligned with this eclipse cycle. So there is something that is coming back up as far as a decision to make, different opportunities, and a different phase of the new way of things. Okay, so you'll see that happening, and there will be some kind of big wrap up that goes on in this November-December timeframe. Now at the same time, okay, so that's the December 4th Sagittarius eclipse that we're feeling very strongly because the eclipse cycle is always happening, and it starts to heat up eclipse season 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse. So starting at the end of October, we're already really strong into the December eclipse. And then starting in early October, we're really strong into this November eclipse, which is starting the Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle, okay? So Taurus and Scorpio have to do with finances, they have to do with self-sufficiency, they have to do with environment and the environmental topics that we've had coming up as far as global warming and things like this and living sustainably. So you'll see that we're going to go to a deeper level of food sources. Everything is getting shuffled around. Just redistribution of wealth, things having to do with taxes, things having to do with politics, having to do with money and food and agriculture. All of those topics are going to be very strongly highlighted now from the end of 2021 through the end of 2023 as we have this Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle and Uranus continues to move through the sign of Taurus. Okay, so all of this is happening. And this drills down to the individual level, your own diet, your own self-sufficiency. Many, many, many millions of people are asking the question, the trade-off of their job and their income compared to their quality of life. And the topic of quality of life, sharing resources, the difference between your individual resources and shared resources, all of these things are going to be coming up in a big way. So there's going to be some kind of ending in the finances, in the way that our food processes worked. All of this is coming up very, very strongly. So this is going to be going for the next 2 years. Okay, so the themes, pay very close attention to the themes that come up now, because the themes that come up now are going to be weaving in and out of front and center until the end of 2023. And you can also look back to the times like at the end of 2012 through the end of 2014, because this is when we had the last Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle. Now, one note of caution. It doesn't mean that every single thing that happened at that time will happen again. So if you had terrible things happen then, it's no guarantee that you're going to have a terrible thing happen now. But because there were other things going on then compared to what's going on now, you know. But what is true is that you will see certain topics in your life come up, certain themes, certain, you know, and you'll see it the more you pay attention. Like, let's say you had a child then maybe the topic of having children is coming up now, or something very significant with your kids is happening now, or something, you know, you'll see the more you look what I'm talking about here as far as the themes. All right, so let's look at where those eclipses are, or that eclipse is. We're going to talk about the November 19th, 27 degree full moon lunar eclipse at 27 degrees of Taurus now, and then we'll talk about the 12 degree in Sagittarius, December 4th, solar eclipse in the December report. We'll show you where it's going to be for you all. So here we are. This is the early degree placement, and it is in the third house for you all, okay? We'll go into details about this in a second. Now, you middle degree people, so basically those early degree people are the February born Pisces, and 0 to 9 or so degrees, very fully in the third house. Now, those of you who are in the middle to late degree, you are on the line there between the third and second. Okay, so the same thing for the late degree. But in this particular discussion, there's not that much else we really have to talk about different for you March born, except just to know, for those of you who are interested in that, that the eclipse might actually be in or influencing your second house, because the later you are, the more in the Placidus chart it shifts. But we don't have to discuss too much different about that, because the second house rules Taurus, and the eclipse itself is in Taurus. So every Pisces, everyone in the zodiac, has the chance to have the energies of the Taurus eclipse. Now, you can search for Annie Botticelli eclipses in Taurus, but I'll give you a quick overview of what that is. Okay, so basically these things here, the financial self-worth, we talked about it, the finances, the budgeting, the major purchases. You might find that you sell a major thing, you know, or something goes on with your income or sustainability or the environment or the earth or building or things like that. Okay, and this is true for all Pisces placements. You can look for Annie Botticelli eclipses in Taurus and see more about that. Then all Pisces placements also can watch my eclipses in Sagittarius. Here's the quick overview, because the eclipse in Sagittarius, remember, these eclipses bring dramatic endings and brilliant new beginnings. So it's a time when there could be a lot of drama, there could be a lot of stress. It might feel like your finger is stuck in an electric socket for a couple of months, and the anxiety can run high, both excitement for what's coming and sadness about what has to be let go. So because of this web of the eclipse season that starts really to heat up 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse, this December eclipse in Sagittarius, these energies are really coming front and center now. So we talked about this, the international connections, the teaching, the learning, the adventure, writing and publishing, I didn't mention before, speaking, different languages, the church, spiritual, things like that. And then the early, and actually, again, all Pisces placements that have a chance to have the energy manifest in Gemini, because even those of you in the late degree placements, like we showed you before, if it's in the second house, it's still close enough to the third house. And so every Pisces placement has the chance for these energies. So you can search for Annie Botticelli eclipses in Gemini, and I'll go into more details about what you can expect with that cycle. But here's an overview. Things, you know, your relatives, not your kids or children. So basically aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, notable things, things with your communication, new phone. It's a really amazing time to buy a brand new phone, to get a new car. If you're looking to make a big purchase for a boat or a plane or whatever mobility, a bike, this is an amazing time. So transportation, if you know, surgeries, things like that, although picking a perfect surgery date is way more complex than we can speak to in the general reports. But in general, when the stars are free from the retrogrades, it's better for surgeries and things, because you don't want miscommunications and things like that. So, and also writing and editing are coming up in a very strong way at this time. So it's definitely going to be a very active month, a very busy month, a lot of sweet aspects, some road bumps along the way. We've got, you know, just major opportunities of things from the past to start coming in a great way, but also brand new things, new on every level, new chapters opening and old chapters closing up. Well, as usual, I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of the starry opportunities. If you'd like even more information, you can go to anniehelpsyou.com, which is where you can connect in with my podcast, all of my blog sites, my books, my courses. I've got all kinds of free goodies, so you can check all that out at anniehelpsyou.com. You can check out my school, loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. That's my school, Luminous Life Multiversity. And if you'd like to be a professional astrologer, or just learn astrology because you love it and you want to help yourself and your friends, you can see my course there, Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course. If you think I go into a lot of details with the free offerings that I do every month, then you should see the details I go into in the comprehensive, organized nature of this course that will equip you to do whatever you'd like to do with astrology. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!